talking this morning, yes, about one of the most, I think, pressing issues, especially this time of year with all the students back in town, bars jammed back, guys, ladies trying to, you know, hook it up a little, as it were.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, a woman will have a guy come and hit on her and ask for a phone number. She will either respond, okay, here you go, and then give him the phone number and expect him to give her a call. He will then either give her a call or not give her a call back based on his feelings of the situation, how inebriated both parties were at the time of the phone number exchange. Another option, she gives him a phony phone number. We played the hotline deal where you can call the rejection hotline. You can do that. They can give, like this one girl said she gave... some guy got that rejection hotline number. It's just, there's so many different factors here. It's like, well, because there are so many different options for the girl to not be honest and maybe give out a phony phone number, that it kind of throws the guys off. When they get a legitimate number, we don't know. Is she actually into me? Is she going to answer my call when I call her? So we're trying to maybe establish some ground rules. And frankly, I think, you know, give out the phone number if you want the dude to call. Otherwise, say no. So we're trying to establish something here, trying to create... than what we think would be a better situation here. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
This is what I narrow it down to. If a guy or a girl comes up to you and wants your phone number and they're bugging the hell out of you, then just tell them no and don't be worried about a stalker or something like that. There are bouncers around there, and it's simple. If you give somebody a number and it's not yours, for shame, because you never know, you might have just screwed up because that person could have been... I mean, that you wanted to be with for the rest of your life. You never know. Yeah. And it's also vice versa. You know, if you don't call, that person could be discouraged, and you just screwed up.
No, I think most people have a good enough read on people that if somebody comes out to them and asks them for the phone number, and they're like, I don't think there's any way I could see myself with that person. And then, like you said, if they just offer out the flat-out rejection and don't lie or anything, that's the best way to go. Yeah.
Just basically, when you go in there, think about what you're going to do. And if you're there to ruin somebody's life, you need to go home and find something else to do.
If your goal in life and purpose and everything is just to ruin someone else's life, not exactly the highest quality situation you got going on there.
Pretty much.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Yep.
See ya. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Trying to figure out maybe some standards and practices on how we handle the phone number situation. What to do if a guy you're not interested in comes up and asks for your phone number, and what the guy needs to do if you actually give him the phone number and kind of expect him to call. What do you think?
Yeah, what I did one time was I didn't like this guy and he kept bugging me, so I gave him a phone number, only it was my ex-boyfriend's phone number.
That is terrible. He just kept on bugging you about it?
Yeah, he just kept on bugging. He would not leave me alone. Every time that I went up to get a drink or something, he'd be like, so are you going to give me that number? I'm like, finally, I just said, yeah, sure, I'll give you my number. Call me anytime. My ex-boyfriend called me, and he's like, some dude just tried to call me, and I just started busting out laughing.
Oh, man, that is pretty funny. However, once again, this continues our point that the main problems we have are giving out the phony phone numbers, and then, in the other sense, these phone number rapists who go out and ruin it for everybody else who just, you know, goes up and asks, hey, can I have your phone number?
I'd rather not.
You know, so these groups of people, like, where it's just this vicious circle that we're getting in, and it's going to always be this way. So when you don't get that phone number, when you don't get that call return that you're expecting, you can't complain. If you're going to play games like that.
Exactly. Well, no, if I'm actually interested, I'll give them my number and actually talk to them.
You will?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you assume when you're interested, but my point is when you're not interested, it's best just to be honest and upfront and say, no, I'm sorry, and or even just lie and say you're in a relationship.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. You know, that'd be easier than, like, hurting a guy or something.
One thing we keep on overlooking because of all this phony phone number business is what do you think is, when do you want the guy to call you back?
I wouldn't know. Sometime in the afternoon, probably.
Not necessarily time of day, but how many days after? Like the next day, immediately after you meet him? 2 days out?
I wouldn't really care, because if I give a guy my phone number and he calls me back, at least I would know he's interested. If he doesn't call me back, then I'm like, oh, well, I guess he wasn't interested.
But what day do you give up hope? Day three, four?
Probably about a week after.
A week out. Okay. Good points. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
539-9750 or 238-0975. We keep on getting these stories. What I do is I do this. Ha, 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 ha. And it's like, what, we're trying to make things a little bit more reasonable here. What do you think?
Stooks, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, you know, I think instead of having phone numbers to give out, I think chicks should give out, like, their MySpace. But if they like the guy, it should be, like, a good MySpace. But if they don't like the guy, you know, it should be something like loser, you know, when they open it up, say loser. What do you think?
Everyone, I think everybody who's calling in today is a little bit of evil, man. I mean, that's where no, you're not. There's a little truth in every lie.
Well, really, maybe something like, you know, I don't think so. You know, like, I don't want you to be like a future stalker or like a future serial rapist. So,
yeah.
So this is the MySpace that you get.
See, I mean, I don't know. I think maybe if we were just honest with each other, and if like the guys who are over pursuing. You just keep on, you know, give me that phone number. Give me that phone number. Are you going to give me that phone number? Are you going to give me that phone number? I know a guy just like that, and every time I see him trying to work his game, I just want to punch him for ruining it for everybody else in the room. Honestly.
He's just like a telemarketer, huh?
It's terrible. It's like it's a used car salesman or something.
Yeah,
not
really?
Used car salesman calling me, but... Yeah, then see, we got to watch out with this phony business, because what we're trying to do is create a society where people can either give their phone number or choose not to give their phone number, fully anticipating whether they will answer that call in the future.
You don't want like a lot of men with the grudges going around and up being like the next I don't know, Ted Bundy or something.
Some evil person. That's what happens, all because girls are giving out phony phone numbers. Creating serial killers with the phony phone numbers.
I'm sure there's a few that, you know, when they are asked, they probably want to give, like, the RCPD phone number or something.